Hey, everybody, this is part two of Flocking. Brian, we've never done a two-parter, so this is kind of cool that I'm doing it with you. I'm with Brian Paris. He runs Echo Dioxide. We covered so much in one. We've got to cover the rest in part two here. So people, stick with us. In the time of Corona and the pandemic or the China virus, it has so many darn names, I don't even know what to call it anymore. But let's talk about a bunch of things here. So the first one, and people ask me this all the time, there is, similar to the food pyramid, there is a hierarchy to cleanser and sanitizer and disinfectant, et cetera. Will you quickly address what are the levels and what do people use those for? Go ahead.
Yeah, so according to EPA and actually pretty much every environmental group, there are a couple levels. And so that's where EPA registration and labeling comes in, is important. There's cleansing, right? Anything, a spray cleanser, an all-surface cleanser, an all-purpose cleanser is meant to clean and wipe away instantly dirt and debris and grime. The second level above that is sanitize. And sanitize is meant to prohibit up to, I think it's about 95% or 90, maybe even 98, is meant to prohibit growth. It doesn't kill, it kills, but doesn't kill a broad spectrum. Is a more a combination between the two. So if you see something marked as a sanitizer, it hasn't met the EPA definition of a disinfectant. A disinfectant is, you know, 99% of a kill rate. So of the items it's certified to kill, which is most everything, 99% it will kill those germs. And on top of that is a teeny little pyramid at the top, and it's called a sterilant. And a sterilant is kills 100% of everything. It is the very, 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 very tip top of the pyramid. There are very few products that are as sterilant in the industry, in any industry, mostly just hospital grade and bloodborne pathogens and things like that.
Brian, if I go to the store and I pick something, 409 spray-on cleaner, and that's what they call it, cleaner. So that's exactly what we're talking about at the bottom of the pyramid. It's like a wipe-off, right? It cleans, yes. But there's no disinfecting, correct?
Correct. And you know, disinfecting is a different process. And let me clarify one thing, too, that I know you're aware of, and most people aren't. Cleaning and disinfecting are two different processes. Now, a lot of people say cleaner / disinfectant, which is possible. But a disinfectant actually has to sit for a dwell time. A disinfectant has to sit still. You have to cover up a surface. And it could be, in the case of one of our products, it's 60 seconds. In some of them, it's 2 minutes. And in some of them, it's 5 or even 10 minutes. And you know, there's ones on the market that are 10 minutes. So if you could imagine spraying a surface and not touching it for 10 minutes. Well, if you spray and let it dwell and then wipe away, that's a cleaner / disinfectant. But right. You can't spray a disinfectant and wipe it off immediately.
Okay, so at the bottom, we had cleaner, kind of wipe away. Correct. Then we talked about sanitizer, which doesn't kill but prohibits growth, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yep. Then we have disinfectant. And speaking of Echo Dioxide, this is a 99% germ killer?
Yes. Yep. So germ bacteria. So it has a 99, it's in the EPA disinfectant, has to be 99%. We also have a product we carry called Biotab. And Biotab is our highest end at the moment. And it is also a List N product. And List N has been specially designated to be a COVID killing product. And that has a 60-second kill rate for COVID. So it's the fastest that I'm aware of in our industry. It's a terrific product. But same thing, it's just a tab, just like all the rest of the line.
Okay, so all this stuff's available through Echo Dioxide, right?
It is, correct.
Okay, so Brian, a lot of, like, let's just say I go down to, we eat at a restaurant called The Creek down here. It's just great, we love it. But I watch the girls, when the menus come back to the front counter, they spray something on them and they wipe them off and then it goes right back in the pile to go out. That's not really killing. They're not using an expensive disinfectant, are they, to do that?
No. And even if they are, they're not allowing it time to kill the bacteria.
That's what I wanted to address. People, you need to clearly understand that cleaning massage tables and equipment and stuff, this is not just a wipe off, Brian. This stuff needs to be disinfected if you're providing the type of environment you want for a client. Am I right there?
Absolutely. And my advice is check every product. Look at the dwell time and what it is. It's a lot of time it's hidden. If they have a long dwell time, it's products that have 10 minute dwell times. They don't announce that, but you should be watching for that.
Okay. Brian, if I'm, and of course COVID is the thing that people, I know they don't know, they misinterpret sometimes what this is. What we have going on is a coronavirus, but there are a lot of types of viruses. This specific one is called COVID-19. So today people are scared of COVID-19. So if I'm calling Echo Dioxide, I'm calling Brian, I'm going, what do I need that makes sure that I'm killing COVID? What do they want to purchase? What level is that?
Yeah, that's our top line product. That's called BioTab 7. And BioTab 7, again, is the same exact concept. It's a very concentrated tablet, but it has been certified with a 60-second kill time. And that's as fast as it gets outside of sterilant that literally burns the surface. But the difference with chlorine dioxide, and that's what the main ingredients in Echo Dioxide, and that's the ingredient in BioTab, is it is a pH-neutral formula. And what's important about that is to understand it's not acidic and it's not alkaline, which means it won't tear up vinyl. And one of the big questions for me as a table guy was everything that we sprayed on a table or put on a table, Clorox wipes, they eat that vinyl right up. And a pH neutral product will not do that.
You know, I don't think people know that. That's really critically important. Will I see that somewhere on your website that it's pH neutral?
Yeah, it's actually in one of our blogs. And it's a whole piece of a new blog of why to choose it, but you know how it works on the different surfaces. And
well, and Brian,
you know, the table and the face rest are the number one thing we should be spraying down.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because that's what everybody's touching. By the way, talking about touching, I went for an hour and a half massage yesterday. Can I tell you, I felt that buzz all the way home until I went to bed. It was glorious, and the facility I went to was spanking clean. You know me. I'm looking at the floor. I'm looking on the counter. I'm looking in every corner. I'm looking at the retail shelves. It was just unbelievably clean yesterday. So I felt extremely safe, and the therapist wore a mask through the entire treatment as well. So,
yep.
Okay, the next thing I want to talk, so I think we covered what that pyramid looks like and where you have to be at. Talk about, what's this thing with wipes? I'm starting to read about dry wipes and wet wipes and why these are important to the new cleansing environment. Go ahead.
Well, you know, wipes are, spraying something down is one way to cover a surface. But the problem with spraying something down is you have to wipe behind it and, you know, making sure you're getting even coverage. Now, the advantage of a wipe, you know, a wipe's wet, and I've just, in 2 days, will launch a wipe that uses the same chlorine dioxide tablet. So it's actually a dry wipe that you fill the container with water and drop in a tablet. But what the wipe does is ensures that you get even coverage. So wipes are very popular. They're convenient. They're easy. You grab one out. You can wipe something across. Now, the nice part about a wipe is it leaves it wet behind it. So a wipe, again, can disinfect because you're going to leave product on the table. You're going to leave it wet. It's going to allow dwell time. But, you know, wipes are actually one of the number one ways that people like to disinfect. And, you know, they're just easy to use on a headrest. They're easy to use on a handle. They're easy to use on a doorknob. They're easy to use on things. So the convenience of that and no dripping is a lot better for some people.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Like if I go to the store and I need the 250 pack of wet ones, it comes in that plastic jar where I open the top and I pull the foil off and your wipes start pulling out, but they're wet and it's heavy. And you're saying you're going to have that, but it's not heavy because there's no water in it yet, right?
So yeah, exactly. Same exact principle we discussed before. I don't want to ship water. I don't believe in it. I think we need a cost savings of it. You know, fill a container up with water and send it across the U.S. and see how much it costs you. Take a dry wipe. which is in the same container, folded up. But you know, you can use your own tap water. And I think I've told you about this. Tap water, to use tap water, costs 0.4 cents per gallon. So you don't have to worry about
that. People don't know how cheap it is until we run out.
No, they don't realize. Right. And you know, paying someone else to bottle and use it and do it is a whole nother life cycle of what water has to go through when it comes in a product like that.
So when people take that plastic gallon jug and they put it in their faucet and their spawn, fill it, they're literally paying 0.4 cents to fill it.
0.4 cents.
I mean,
that's the average across the U.S. So some places it's a lot less. Some places, like, you know, here in California, it's a little more expensive.
Sorry, I meant 0.4 cents. 0.4 cents to fill a gallon.
Correct.
It's, you know, some of this is so novel that it's hard to, I have to hear it a few times from you to make sure that it's sticking in my brain. Okay, with the wipes, do you use them then in conjunction to spraying? Can they stand alone? How would you use them?
The nice part, and what I really like about the way we decided to do it, is a dry wipe. You can use it either way. You can use it as a dry wipe to pick up things, to clean things. You can use the spray bottle, spray, follow it with a dry wipe. Very similar as maybe you do with a paper towel, but it's actually wood pulp, right? So rather than anything else.
Yeah. When I get the jar of dry wipes, do I just take the cover off and fill it with water and put the tabs in? And so the tabs diluting in the water soak into the cloth.
Yeah, so you take the top off. There's a little seal on the roll of paper that's inside. You can use it dry. You can use your sprayer and spray and then pull those out and use them to wipe and clean. Or you put in between 16 and 32 ounces of water. I like it a little heavier, but 16 is kind of a minimum. And you throw in one tablet of chlorine dioxide, of the eco dioxide, and you get disinfecting wipes,
which are the 99% rate disinfectants, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Wow. I don't see why your website should be going crazy after we finish today, because Brian, it's novel. I mean, I've never seen anything. All I see are these gallons or quarts of pump product every single place I go.
Well, and you know, we always speak about gallons, but there are a lot of quarts, right? That's typically what people will use them in. But this product, the fantastic part from a price cost is, even when you buy it in little teeny amounts, it's still only maybe $9 a gallon. When you buy it in bulk, get it down to $4 a gallon. Take $4 a gallon and break that down. You're paying $1 a quart. And, you know, go look on the market. Anything you see at a quart is $9 to $16, maybe even $20 a quart. And when you can pay $1 a quart and 0.4 cents, and you can use your own bottle that you already have, or you can get one from us. Nothing else that matches up to it. And that's, I think, why I'm such a fan.
We've been speaking with Brian Paris today. He runs a company called Eco Dioxide. It's .com. So go reach out to Brian, find out about this new technology. These are tablets. There's so many good things behind them. Storage is less. The weight is less. He doesn't like water other than drinking it, so you're not going to get it in your bottle. There's a great sustainable story. This is not greenwashing. This is a true story about sustainability. Brian, thank you. I know I said we did our first two-parter, so now the ice is broken. Thank you for being with us and our listeners today.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for your support.
And remember, friends, please be kind to one another.